Welcome to the So You Want to Talk About Leadership podcast, where we redefine leadership. Leadership isn't just what you do. It's who you are, how you make people feel, and how you show up in the world. Stay tuned for a different perspective on leadership to learn, grow, and expand as a person and leader. If you're not afraid to lead by example or live in excellence, this show is for you. If this is not you, come on back when you're ready. We'd be glad to have you. Now, here's your host, the serial leader himself, Tony Miller Jr.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of So You Want to Talk About Leadership, where I'm your host, Tony Miller Jr. We are going to dive right in today because I want to give you something that's practical and tangible. And so you see the title of the episode. So let's dive right in. See, morale is something that leaders have to deal with each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, year, and so forth. But in today's time, in today's climate, and I would dare say even since COVID, morale has been something that leaders have struggled with keeping high. So their people are not trying to get out of here. So I want to give you four quick things to help you with that. And if you can't do all four, ideally, you can do at least one or two of those things. So the first thing, what is the first thing you can do to help increase morale? Showing appreciation through time if you don't have the extra money to hand out. So you may not have the extra money to give raises to show people how appreciative you are for their time, but you can give back some of the time, whether it's letting someone leave the office early, creating a in-office holiday, anything to let them know that you are grateful for what it is that they've done. And they can see that you are making a sacrifice. You're making an attempt to show your appreciation. Number two, change the environment in which people work. Yes, change the environment in which people work, because a lot of people, they're on edge. They don't know what to expect. There's been layoffs. There's been furloughs. So they've been doing their jobs and looking over their shoulders. And so something that you can do is just change that environment to where people know that they're safe. Simon Sinek said something in one of his books. He talked about people should be able to enjoy themselves at work like they are not at work. So the same way that people are able to have fun on the weekends and do things with their friends and family, they should be able to come to work and be able to do the same thing. Now, it may look different, but that comes when you change the environment in which people work. And so number three is actually coupled with number two. And one way you can increase the morale or boost the morale is to create a culture of trust. Create a culture of trust where people, again, they're not worried about any bad news coming as it pertains to their job, as it pertains to what it is that they do each and every day. If you let them know that they're in a safe place, if you let them know that they are appreciated, if you let them know they can speak with an open mind and not be judged and not be negatively impacted, that's going to help boost morale. Now, this last thing is about the heart. So what I would recommend in a way to boost the morale is when you have the opportunity, it's making sure that you do what's the right thing to do instead of the right thing. Let me say that again, because I know that probably sounds a little confusing to you. So what I'm saying is you do what is the right thing to do instead of the right thing. So the right thing to do is the human thing to do. Now, if you just do the right thing, see, that's what's in writing. That's what's in the rule book. That's what's in the policies or the procedures. That's what it says to do. That's what a lot of times we do to stay out of trouble. But see, sometimes being a human outweighs following what's in writing. People should trust that if something comes up, if they need to call an audible, they can do it and not fear the consequences. People should trust that the environment in which they work is a safe place for them to use common sense, for them to use their heart as people and not fear the consequences. So remember, this is something, and when the opportunity presents itself, you should be able to do that and not hide behind rules and regulations and policies and procedures. And this is the way that we've always done it, because being a human outweighs following what is in writing. You want to be able to challenge the process. And see, challenging the process is actually one of the five exemplary practices of leadership from the Leadership Challenge authors, which are Barry Posner and James Kuzes. So those are the four things you can do to boost morale as a leader. One, show appreciation through time if you don't have the extra money to hand out. Two, change the environment in which people work. Three, create a culture of trust. And four, making sure you do what's right to do versus doing the right thing. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I hope this is a great week for you. And as always, until next time, be the leader that your peers need to see.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you received education, engagement, or empowerment. If you did, please leave a rating, like the episode, share the episode, reach out to Tony, or all of the above. So until next time, be the leader your peers need to see.